Hi everyone, today we're closing out the book of Micah. We're reading chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. So this is, again, the close of the book of Micah, and Micah ends his book saying, who is a God like you? And when he says that, he's saying this into reference to a God who forgives, a God who loves, a God who has compassion on his people. Now, in here, at the end of verse 18, it says he delights in steadfast love. And in verse 20, he says, again, you will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham. That word steadfast love in the Hebrew, it's the word hesed. That's how it's said in Hebrew. Probably could pronounce it better, but that's the word. And hesed is one of those words in the original language it's kind of hard to define perfectly. Right. There are a lot of different ways that it's been translated into English. Loving kindness, steadfast love here, some would say loyalty, grace even. And I think it's a beautiful word, an important word for us to like just even ponder and think about in this passage, because you combine all those things I said, loving kindness, loyalty, steadfast love, grace, all those things. I think it encapsulates into like a really broad way how great God is to us. All those words are words about relationship, God's relationship to us, his mercy, his kindness, his love, his loyalty, his, you know, just his grace to us. And whatever, however you want to define it, if there's not a perfect definition, regardless, we know that it's goodness from God. It's love, goodness, kindness, something in that range towards us. And Micah here, he celebrates the hesed of God. That's why he mentions it twice here, and he talks about God's faithfulness, his compassion, because who is a God like this? Now, remember again, I just want to remind us again of this book of Micah. There's judgment here. There's failure in Israel, right, of God's people. They failed to follow God. They failed to show justice and kindness to one another even. There was so much injustice, corruption, their leaders failed them. And there's all these different ways that just as a people that they have failed to follow God, failed to live justly, failed to love their neighbors. But throughout this book, we're told of this like hope, right? As, you know, the failure of Israel leads them to be defeated, to go into exile, there's still a hope. It's promised here, it's prophesied here, a hope of redemption, of a shepherd king, of Jesus, his redemption and his restoration of his people. What Micah is showing us, this book as a whole, is that God has hesed. He has loving kindness, steadfast love, mercy, grace, loyalty to his people. Even though they have iniquity, transgression, God doesn't hold on to his anger forever, but God has compassion. He will tread our iniquities underfoot, cast our sins in the depths of the sea. And how is he going to do that? Hesed is ultimately shown through Jesus, through his life, through his death on the cross, and the victory we received that he achieved through his resurrection from the dead. Who is a God like this? Let us praise this God. Let's praise him for his hesed, for his kindness, his love to us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for such amazing love that you have shown us. Who is a God like you? We just recognize if we were you, if we were God, I don't think we would forgive like this. I think our anger would remain. But you have compassion, you have love, and you showed us that through your son Jesus, through his life, his death for our sins on the cross, and that just through his just victory in his resurrection. I pray, Lord, that we will remember this faithfulness, remember this steadfast love in our lives, and that we'll keep on holding on to it, clinging to it, receiving it, knowing how blessed we are. We thank you, Jesus. We love you.